went with Fulton County over the school buses, which I enjoyed very much. Had a good job with them. And I enjoyed my fire department. I love the fire department. I'm still, I'll always be a member as long as I live. So I'm just not active in it. But I still belong to it. And I don't go to any fires. I'm not insured. I'm just a member and can be a consultant or anything that can, I can be of service to the fire department. I still do. Come in and out and things like that.
So you said the one, did you have a sister or something, besides your brother? Or just you and your brother?
Just me and a brother.
And what did your mom do? Did she stay at home?
She stayed home. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Is your brother still in Roswell, still alive?
No, he died about lung cancer about 10 years ago. And he's been dead about 10 years.
Did he live in Roswell till he died?
Yes, mm-hmm. He lived up on just above Hembry.
And did you get married? Did you marry someone from Roswell, or did you?
I was married twice. I married a girl from Atlanta, and I was married to her for 10 years. We got a divorce and had some problems, and I remarried a girl that was working for AT&T, and a good friend of mine, close friend of mine, was working with her. And she introduced us to each other, and we married, and I married her for 44 years. Oh. Very happy life.
A lot of people said that a lot of people get married within either Roswell, or if it's big talk of the town, if you marry someone outside of Roswell. Did you feel that at all? So you married someone from Atlanta first, and was it kind of a big deal that you didn't get you married outside of Roswell? Or?
I would never met this girl. It hadn't been for a close friend of mine, because she worked for AT&T too. And she had been married like I had. And she had three kids from my first marriage. They were all small though. Mm-hmm. So we dated, and I had built me a home over there. And I still had the home, and nice home. So it was a good place for the kids to play. I was off the road a good bit, and everything just worked out fine. So we got married, and like I said, we had 44 years of happy life. I lost her about 2 years ago. She passed away. She had, on her job, she got what we call scleroderma. I don't know whether you ever heard of that or not. I never heard of it until she had it.
I've heard of it, but I don't know what it is.
It's a form of rheumatism arthritis. And they retired her then with full pay, and she had about 20 years with them. it started off real slow. They first thought it was lupus. You hear lupus. It's similar to that. But she didn't have much of a hard time until about the last 2 years or 25 years of it that she had it. It began to get next to her, and she finally passed away. Her hands had got like that, and your skin has a tension to tighten up, and your mouth gets a little smaller and all that. It was hard for a dentist to work in her mouth on her teeth, but we had one doctor, dentist here, was very good, very, very good, and he worked with her mouth, and would never give her any trouble. He really looked at her because he knew how to work with her, and not to hurt her. But she had a pretty hard life at the last year and a half, two years, like that. But the rest of it was fine. We made it fine.
And you said she had three children, so did you have children with her or
no.
children before?
No, they were all she had before we married.
Okay. Did you have any before you married her? Or you had?
No, I didn't have any kids, no.
Do her kids still live in Roswell? Did they?